My lord is resplendent in adamant arms, and fully possessed of his soldierly charms. He says we must dig out a glorious tomb to house all the heroes we've sent to their doom. There's no greater shame, Mint, he says with a sigh, than to leave behind those we have ordered to die. So dig ye and tunnel and train ye at war. No dwarf shall be slain and forgot heretofore. But who will remember us, Minty, my lord, when the last brother falls to the bite of the sword, when the beardlings are silenced and no longer cry, and the smoke from our forges is gone from the sky, when the riches are lost and the barrels are dry, and there's nobody left but the dead? He tells us to arm and to train and to spar, and remember the foul ones that come from afar, to siege us and slay us and wipe us away, and the heroes who perish to keep them at bay. O council, cries Minty, we ne'er shall relent, till the enemy's steel is all shattered and bent, till the blood of our brothers is fully repaid, and the future of Gemclawed aid safe by the blade. But who will remember us, Minty, my lord, when the last brother falls to the bite of the sword, when the beardlings are silenced and no longer cry, and the smoke from our forges is gone from the sky, when the riches are lost and the barrels are dry, and there's nobody left but the dead? My lord long has fallen to slavering jaws, and no one now follows his order or laws. The dying has come, and it's said he's been seen surveying the fortress unkempt and unclean. My friends, cries his spectre, engrave ye the tale of the showers of blood and the rivers of ale, and the glory of Gemclawed the recently great. Quick hurry, before it's too late. Now none will remember us, Minty, my lord, since the last brother fell to the bite of the sword. Now the beardlings are silent and no longer cry, and the smoke from our forge is long gone from the sky. Now the riches are lost and the barrels are dry, and there's nobody left but the dead. There's nobody left but the dead, my lord. There is nobody left but the dead.